Mobile phone operator Vodafone is to refund nearly €2.1 million to customers for charges it imposed on them after they'd cancelled their contracts or for other credits that remained on their inactive accounts. The move follows a review of its billing system conducted by the telecoms provider itself, prompted by an inquiry from the regulator Comreg. We can talk to Barbara Delaney, who's Director of Retail and Consumer Services in Comreg. Barbara Delaney, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. First of all, you might explain to us how this all came about. Was this an investigation or inquiry initiated by Comreg? Were there complaints made to you? What happened?
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, just to explain, firstly, Comreg has been looking at this area of post-cancellation charges and credits on accounts since 2019 and continues to look at the area. So there has been a number of investigations, inquiries and communications with various operators regarding this matter. What has happened is that operators have found that when customers move away and cancel their contracts, a bill has issued as normal, including for a period whereby the contract is actually cancelled. They have then subsequently credited the customer to their account, but the customer didn't actually get that. So the post-cancellation charge is really where the bill has issued as normal, notwithstanding the customer has cancelled their contract in that billing period and they were due money back. And that money has stayed on the account, and it has happened with a number of providers, including, as per the information noted from Comreg today.
So Vodafone isn't the first, but will it be the last, or are you looking at other providers as well?
Yes, yeah, so I think it's fair to say we have notified on our website over the past period four operators that have been active in this space in refunding customers, and to date, in around €8 million euros has been refunded across that, and we are continuing to look at this area for operators across the board.
So, in relation then to Vodafone, how and how soon will their former customers, former contract holders, get their refunds, and what might people expect? Sort of payments might individuals expect to get?
So I suppose it all depends on the actual period of when you cancelled within your billing period and so on. So, you know, in the range of a couple of euro to perhaps more near your subscription fee for the month or whatever. In respect of when they'll start to get this, we understand the process is starting immediately. People don't have to do anything themselves. They will be contacted using the contact details that they previously used with their operator.
Very good.
And they should be able to get their credit automatically. They will get it automatically.
Very good. Barbara Delaney from Comreg, thank you for that.